My wife emailed me today, or actually texted
email?
Me.
Okay.
Texted me today.
Already?
Already at 4:30 this morning. She keeps odd hours sometimes. You know, she'll just get up. She does. It's interestingly, probably because the dog woke her up.
Oh.
The dog has to go out, you know, and so that's and the dog keeps very early hours. Very. Of course, I'm usually gone. But like when we,
that's not part, you can't fold that into your morning duties before you leave.
No, I always get up and the dog is sound asleep and I leave. I think the dog gets up about 4:30 or 5 o'clock almost every morning.
Yeah.
In fact, when we took the dog to the beach on vacation recently, that was the pattern. About
really?
5 o'clock. Yeah. The dog gets up.
My dog knows, you know, where I live is kind of like loft style.
Mm-hmm.
And, her little area's on the other side of where, like, the bedroom area is. And she's so in tune, I think, with me that I'll be getting ready. But when I actually start putting on my clothes, it's like she knows. I'll hear her jump down and she'll come over on the other side and just kind of look at me like, all right, let me out before you go.
Well, they get that way, don't they? They're that.
Yeah, they
learn
they know.
Cues and patterns.
She, my wife, texted me. She had read 11 oddly cute behaviors of a person who loves their dog maybe a little too much. And she does all 11 of these. Every single thing.
Does it open with kiss your dog on the mouth?
Yes, kiss your dog on the mouth. It could be 11 oddly cute behaviors of white people that love their dogs. They left out the white people.
White people, yeah.
Is it white women?
Is it the white women that love?
Is it? I mean, you think most of these are women?
Well, I do.
Oh, you
I do
some, of,
some
them
of these. She does all of them. Kiss your dog in the mouth.
Bigging?
Oh no! Yeah, I think I've told you guys this. My dog is not a. She does not get in your face. She wants you to pet her, but she's not a dog. Even if she sniffs up near your face, she smells. She just never licked anybody in the face.
Mm. I eat in my chaise. Full disclosure. And sometimes I'll spill a few crumbs, even unbeknownst to me, onto my chest or torso.
Is this the healthy food or the non-healthy foods back in those days?
Both. First, now more healthy foods. But sometimes I'll get...
like a salmon bone?
Salmon bone or chicken bits or something down there, you know. And my dog knows, again, this is those cues your dog picks up on. After I'm done and I've put the plate to the side... here she comes, and she'll just come and get right up in my face and sniff all over me.
Not for affection.
No.
For clean up.
For food. Cleaning up, which is really great. And it's at that point that I kiss my dog in the mouth. I'm like, you so good. You come over and kiss me.
Thanks for cleaning up that tuna.
Thanks for cleaning, Daddy.
You're so good, girl.
So wonderful. Kiss your dog in the mouth.
Number one.
Is that DC Curry who
talked
about that? He's the one that says, white people always
kiss your dog in the mouth.
And he's right.
Nobody delivers the line like DC Curry.
Yeah, we'll do that.
Nobody.
We will do that. White people always doing that kind of thing. Anyway, but there are 10 others that happens with this. Let's see here. They have a whole collection of nicknames for the dog, and that's true. Our dog's name is Annie, but she's called 6 different things.
100%.
Do you have a nickname for your dog?
Really? My dog's name is Cora, and I call her Cor-Cor.
Mm-hmm.
I call her Sweets.
Yep.
She answers to a million different. I bet, like parents, the only time I use Cora is when I'm like, she's doing something she shouldn't be, or I'm calling her to hurry up.
To correct her.
Yeah.
Right. We call her Annie Belle, AB, Mama's Little Angel, Mama's Spicy Nugget, Squish Squish Monster, Mama's Spicy Little Chicken Nugget one day came in. She's like,
wow.
I think she had eaten a nugget off my chest.
Aww.
And my wife said, you spicy little chicken nugget, get over here. This is what we do.
Ma'am, this is a Burger King. You can't have your dog in here.
This is what we do with our dogs. Celebrate the animal's birthday. We do that. We festoon her.
100%.
We give her extra things. We buy presents for the dog on her birthday.
Absolutely.
And she wears her birthday collar, which I've showed you.
I've seen some of the outfits,
In fact, she has a festooned collar for every holiday. St. Patrick, Super Bowl Sunday, Valentine's Day.
What is Mother's Day like at your home? Celebrate your wife and also Annie the dog?
I was going to ask, will you get a gift from Annie or one of your children get a gift from Annie to your wife
well? Yes. And our dog Annie, who has given birth to 35 puppies, which has been well chronicled, also gets little extra treats for Mother's Day because, of course, she's a mom herself. In fact,
that's what I mean. Yeah.
Anytime Annie does something like, well, a couple of things have happened recently. If she barks, sometimes she'll just kind of bark, you know, incessantly. And I said, ah, this damn dog. And my wife will say, she's given birth to 35 puppies. Give her a break, for God's sake. Did I tell you I suggested she not come on vacation with us anymore?
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
That went over like a turd in a punch bowl, I can tell you that.
I'm sure.
Absolutely. This animal goes where we go. Sleep in weird positions so that the dog is comfortable every night. We curl up in different spots on the bed so that the dog will be, and the dog sleeps better than anybody. The dog doesn't need her CPAP machine. She just snoozes away right there. We do that. This one we do, my wife does this. When the dog sneezes, she said, oh, bless you.
Oh my God.
That's true.
Oh, God, we
do that too.
Bless you.
Bless you, sweetie. Are you okay? Is Mama's little spicy nugget okay? She's a sneezy girl. You're sneezy. You know, we do a lot of that.
Oh, yeah.
Use the baby talk. That's the next one.
Baby talk.
Baby talk to the dog.
Yeah, I think almost all pet owners probably do that.
Mm-hmm. Cancel plans to be with the dog. If something's going on with the dog, you cancel plans.
Yeah, I will. I'll say yes, I would. If the dog was sick or something.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, if she's just to cancel him just to be with the dog, no. But mm-hmm. if she was sick, I'd be like, I'm not leaving.
Well, now, sometimes my wife is invited to things and will say no if she's like doesn't want to be out of town for a day or a weekend. Because the dog has anxiety. The dog misses my wife when she's gone. Remember, she drags out all her panties and her PJs and all that stuff. When my wife comes home, there are panties littering the floor.
Mm-hmm.
And she takes that as a great sign of great respect. You know,
it's not that daddy's been partying.
Yeah.
No. No. It's the dog.
Not just that dad's had some sort of camp party.
No.
It's the dog, honey. I swear.
And for you, just once you want to walk in with panties on the floor and it not be the dog.
Right. It'd be nice just once.
Just
one time.
I followed the trail to the bedroom. It was the dog. Oh.
And a chicken nugget.
Wouldn't it be nice just once?
Just once.
If there was some sort of great.
An actual trail.
Yeah. A romance trail of all these little trinkets and pajamas and panties.
I followed the trail up. It was the dog. It's always going to be the dog. Oh.
I'm napping. Get out. Exactly. And finally, we'll show off pictures of the dog to anyone and everyone. We have more than 40,000 photographs of that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And they all pretty much look the same. But
yeah.
Yeah. You know, I just put up a picture of my dog last night. I'm very guilty of it.
Mm-hmm. I know.
I don't show them off, but I will occasionally post a picture of the animal, our cats, mm-hmm. on like Instagram.
Mm-hmm.
If they're doing something, if I think it's kind of artistic mm-hmm. or just very catty.
I don't know how you would take this. Someone said to me the other day, at the oyster roast, somebody said to me, does Chris Dim have a cat? And I said, oh, he has four cats. And the guy nodded his head and said, I thought so.
I'll take be that, over here.
I think that's probably in an insulting way.
I thought so.
Yeah,
it makes
I don't
a lot
think
of,
he meant it in a.
It makes a lot of sense.
Oh, cats are wonderful.
This is DC Curry on Dogs.
I really defended white folk for a long time. I defended white people. In the OJ trial, I was with you. I believe OJ killed everybody on that damn block that night. He was in a badass mood, and I went along when they opened the tanning booths. A lot of black folks say they want to be like us. Yeah, to a degree. They want your skin tone. They may not want your credit report, but they want your skin. When they started bungee jumping, a lot of black folks say they were crazy. Nah, they need a challenge. White folks need a challenge. Let them jump off a building with a rubber band wrapped around their neck, hoping it stop them before they bust their head wide open. That's a challenge for them. But it went overboard when they called me with the pet motel the other day, and they called me and asked me about putting my dog in the pet motel for $9 a night. I don't put my damn dog nowhere for $9 a night. This crazy-ass dog ain't bought me no newspaper in 12 years. They all on the front porch. Ain't brought me my house shoes. I got calluses on my feet now. I think I'm gonna put this lazy-ass dog in a pet motel. They said, well, we heard you take vacations, and a dog of that sort ought to be put up somewhere. I said, of this sort? They said, yeah. What kind of dog is it? I don't know what kind of damn dog this is. They said, well, when you bought it, didn't you get the papers? When I bought it? Black folk don't buy no damn dogs. Somebody gives your ass a dog.
a king and queen across the street had puppies, and one of them wandered up on your steps. You gave him some fried chicken and some meatloaf, and he won't goddamn leave. You know what kind of damn dog this is? They say, well, do you take vacation? Yes, I do. Well, what you do with your dog when you take a vacation? I do the same thing my daddy did. I tie his ass up to a tree in the backyard, give him a big-ass bucket of food and a big-ass bucket of water, and say, I'll see your ass in 2 or 3 weeks. I know the dog ain't that bright. Gonna eat up all the food the first day, turn the water over the second day, and wrap his ass around the tree about 17 times. But when I get back 3 weeks later, he's right there where I left him. And I ain't gonna damn die.
What a difference in the way we treat our dog versus how DC Curry treats his dog.